phone every day. You got to always remember this. Turn your microphone on. Brother Larry Roop, would you put... Go ahead. 20 of our ladies jump in on that tent there yesterday and work like men. I really want to thank them. I couldn't start naming them. I missed somebody. Thank you. Welcome to Mountain State Baptist Church Seeker Sunday School class. Are you reading the Bible every day, praying every day? Good Lord willing, there'll be another Bible Reader's Banquet come January, and everyone that reads their Bible through gets to come free. Remind me what book we're in. Book of John over here. Brother Matthew wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a king, is right, Brother Caleb. And where does that book begin? Bethlehem's correct. Down through here, Brother Mark wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a servant, is right. And where does his book begin? Bethlehem is right. Down through here, Brother Rook. Don't brush your teeth before you eat. Brother Luke wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as a man, is right. And he starts his book in Bethlehem's correct. Over here, Brother John wrote his book about the Lord Jesus Christ as God. Over and over and over again, he's telling us he's God. Where's his book begin? In the beginning, where else? In the bosom. That's exactly right. What chapter are we in? 14's correct. We tried to start it last week. And let's just go back and review a little bit, starting in verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. It's an Old Testament, fear not. Fear not. Don't worry. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Now this elective class Brother Clark's talking about, Brother John Yates told us that these three verses, this is one of three sets of verses he uses to prove the rapture, the Lord's coming. And he says about these three verses, they teach us that Jesus will come again from heaven. They teach us that Jesus will receive the saints to himself. And they teach us that Jesus will carry the saints to heaven. I like that. I like that carry. I think I said last week, we're not going to sprout wings. We're not going to fly away. It's not true. I'll fly. No, he's going to carry us like he does everything else. Also, I noticed this week I got a personal note in the margin of my Bible I wrote to myself. I underlined this word mansions, and it says it's only in the King James Bible, the word mansion. And I just couldn't hardly believe that. And I got a few versions hit around, hoping nobody finds them, you know. Now, I do not use the versions to study by and then teach and preach out of the King James.
Right.
Matter of fact, I'm going to go a little bit further and say, as far as I can tell, it's impossible to learn anything from a version. I don't know how you could learn it. Why would I study one book and teach out of another?
That's right.
Never heard of such a thing. Who would do? You don't do that with nothing else.
Right.
Anybody have trouble understanding mansion?
No.
No? Everybody? Well, I checked those versions out to see, and some of them say abode. And I'd say y'all understand abode. If I was downstairs, we might have to get the dictionary out. Wouldn't know if that was an adobe brick house down in Mexico, an Indian abode. They might not understand it downstairs. A little bit harder, I think. Which is harder, mansion or abode? That doesn't even bring into account it's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. It's not the same. Some of them say dwelling place. Whoa, that's a lot longer. That's more that's more words. That's more syllables. Anyone think dwelling place would be easier than mansion? You know, the Lord preordained before the foundation of the world, the Lord had let me live at Nallon.
Yeah.
It's a dwelling place.
Yeah.
But I'm really expecting a little bit more.
Yeah.
I don't think a mansion is the same thing. Now, I'm tickled to death. I am fully 100% satisfied with where I live. I'm so glad God put me where I live. But it's not a mansion. It is to me. I'm pretty simple. I'm easy, satisfied. It don't take much. But I'm expecting something else.
Yeah.
Can we agree it's not the same thing?
Yeah. Amen.
Some of them say room.
No.
That
ain't no hotel.
Not the same?
Right.
No. Not the same? What's your point, Brother Rick? My point is, if you don't get nothing else today, we need to understand they're not the same.
Right. Yeah. Amen.
They're not the same.
Amen.
Now, they want me to say they're the same. But I figured out through this discussion or whatever you want to call it, nobody buys a version because they believe it's the same thing.
Right. Right.
Nobody. Yeah, it'd be insanity. You'd buy the same thing. Why would you buy a version? Nobody buys a version because they believe it's the same thing.
Amen.
Now, they want me to say it's the same thing. They want me to say it's the Word of God also. But room and mansion is not the same.
No, it's not.
I'm expecting a little more than a room.
Yeah. Amen.
Only because I've been washed in the blood. That's what he said. Let's just read that again. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also.
Yeah,
and whither I go, you know, and the way you know. And Thomas saith unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know the way? And Jesus saith unto him, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Let me read it right. I read it wrong there. Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now we looked at some of those verses about if you want to be saved, he's the way. That's where we quit. And now let's look at some of, if you want to be sure about it, he's the truth. If you're confused this morning, you need assurance verses, let me just go ahead and tell you, he's the truth. He's the truth this morning. Let's look at it in Romans 3:4. Romans 3:4, God forbid, yea, let God be true, but every man a liar. Even if he's a big man that wrote a version and got a whole version named after him, the room, a room is wrong. It's a mansion. Let God be true and every man a liar. That's Brother Rick's a liar and every man's a liar. As it is written, that thou mightest be justified in thy sayings and mightest overcome when thou art judged. John 8. We're talking about Jesus is the truth. John 8:32. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. Verse 36. If the Son, capital S Son, therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. Isn't it good to know the truth? Isn't it good just to know the truth? 17:17. John 17:17. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Jesus and the Bible. Jesus and the Bible. Jesus and the Bible. 1838, John 1838. Pilate saith unto him, what is truth? And when he had said this, he went out again unto the Jews and saith unto them, I find in him no fault at all. There was no fault to find. We're talking about God in the flesh, God with us, Emmanuel. There was no fault to find. No fault to find. If you want to be saved, he's the way. If you want to be sure about it, he's the truth. If you want to be satisfied, he's the life. He's the life. You didn't just get eternal life. You got abundant life. You got life flowing over, overflowing. John 10:10. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am, Old Testament name for God. I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. That's the kind of life you received when you received Christ. You received abundant life. The song says, I just begun to live. I just begun to live. When God's amazing grace come in, I just begun to live. I just started living November 16th, 1974, when I got born again. I got born again. Jesus moved in. When I received Him, I didn't give Him my heart. I received Him. He moved inside. Kim got all excited there. She'd been listening to Brother Adrian, and we watched it. She done listened to it two or three times. We watched it on the big screen, and I'm getting way ahead of myself here. But we think of God being a far. Well, maybe you don't. Hopefully you don't. The title of the message was Enjoying the Presence of God, or Adjusting to the Presence, Living in the Presence of God. See, He moved in your heart. But we don't. I don't think about that enough. We'll even say, my prayer, I prayed about that. My prayer didn't get higher than the ceiling. Well, guess what? He lives on this side of the ceiling too. He don't just live above the ceiling. He lives in your heart. He walks around with you every day. He's with you every minute. And I need to practice enjoying the presence of God. See, you brought Him with you when you came.
Yeah,
we call it His house. But you brought Him with you when you came in. When you came in. Acts 4:12. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We're talking about the abundant life. Let's go back to John 14 now. We're on verse 7 and 8, the request. The request. If ye had known me, ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Philip saith unto him, Lord, show us the Father, and it sufficeth us. The Lord Jesus uses my Father 156 times. I think that's New Testament in the Gospels, I think. And he's here, Philip's saying, show us the Father.
Yeah.
And he said, I've been for 3 years they've been together. And the highest goal, he's got a good goal. The highest goal is to see the Father. Colossians 3. But the Lord came so we could see him, because they're just alike. They're just like this. When the boys were little, sometimes someone would be talking to them about, I don't know, this, that, or the other. And I'd say, show them how we are.
Yeah.
They go like that. The Father and the Son.
Yeah.
Colossians 2:9, I'm sorry. For in Him... That's talking about His dear Son. It's talking about Christ up in verse 8. For in Him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Well, that's the request. Here's the reply. John 14:9. Jesus saith unto him, Have I been so long a time with you, and hast thou not known me, Philip? He that hath seen me hath seen the Father. And how sayest thou then, Show us the Father? Believest thou not that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but the Father that dwelleth in me. He doeth the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the very work's sake. The words and the works of the Lord Jesus prove everything. Right. He's just like the Father. Let's look at it in Hebrews 1. Jehovah God. I've told you over and over again, I knew Jesus was a good man, a prophet, priest, king. I knew he did miracles. I did not know he was Jehovah. About died and went to hell going to church. Wasn't their fault. I had ears and couldn't hear. I missed it. Hebrews 1. I missed him. That's what I missed. Hebrews 1. God, who at sundry times in diverse manner spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in these last days spoken unto us by His Son, whom He hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also He made the worlds, who being the brightness of His glory and the express image of His person, and upholding all things by the word of His power, when He had by Himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the Majesty on high. Jesus and the Father. Jesus and the Father. You already talked about it this morning. John 1:18. The bosom. No higher place than the bosom. Jesus was in the heart of the Father. No man has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son, which is in the bosom of the Father, He hath declared Him just alike. They're just alike. John 4:24. God's a Spirit. They that worship Him must worship Him in spirit and in truth. When you receive Christ, the Spirit of Jesus moved in your heart, and you carry Him around with you. I need to adjust to Him being with me. The result, we had the request, the reply, the result, verse 12. This is John 14. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do also. And greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. It's a miracle to make blind my eyes open. It's a greater miracle to open the eyes of a sinner that we can see. The Lord opened our eyes of a blinded soul that I could see. He changed me from Rick to Brother Rick. He put me in the family. The Father's mentioned 21 times right here in this chapter, and Jesus is the one referring to Him. Jesus. Now, verse 14. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. Now, some read something into this that's not here, and they end up being disappointed. But if you keep reading, verse 15 says, if you love me, keep my commandments. It's a package deal. It goes together.
Right.
I can't just pray for a Mercedes and poof, there it is. It doesn't work just like that. Verse 15, if you love me, keep my commandments. How you doing so far? I'm not doing very good myself. I don't do very good at it. It's a package deal. Just starting in 13, whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. It's not just like a blank check. And also notice here that Moses never said, "My commandments." The Lord called them His. They belong to Him. He wrote it. They're His. They're His. Jesus first, others second, self last. That's how we're going to have joy. Joy. Verse 16. Another comforter. "And I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter, that He may abide with you forever." Well, another one of the same kind. There was already one here. But He's going to send another one. The first comforter, Jesus, He's going to send another one. Another comforter. Just like the first one. Another one just like Jesus. That's who moved in your heart. That's who walks around with you. Romans 8. Romans 8:9. "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of His." Verse 14. "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God." Verse 16. "The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God." Verse 26. "Likewise the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered." John 14:17 now. That was the promise. Here's the person. Even the Spirit of truth, they match. Jesus said He was the truth. The Bible's the truth. The Spirit, it's the Spirit of truth. "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not, neither knoweth Him. But ye know Him, for He dwelleth with you and shall be in you." Our familiar doctrine is that we don't carry Him around with us. I need to practice living in the presence of the Lord, of God. I need to realize that He's a member of the triune God that condescended to move in my heart. That God moved inside me. The same, the Creator moved in my heart. It's really a great impossibility, but it happened. It happened. That's what the Bible says. That Jesus, the Spirit of Jesus, moved in my heart. The Holy in Spirit describe Him, but Comforter might be His name. He's all three. He's all three. The promise and the person. Verse 18. Here's a word of comfort. "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." I will. One of the versions says orphans right there. You're not an orphan. You're not an orphan. He didn't say nothing about that. That's different. That's different. It's not the same thing. That's different. That's different. Now, the reason is to make good on His promise. He moved in. It's a supernatural thing that God moved in your heart. He's the only one that can live the Christian life. All He expects out of Rick is failure. Think about it. If I ever accidentally do something right, you'll know it's because God moved in my heart.
That is right.
The flesh can do nothing. The flesh, He already knows I'm going to fail. He said I'm going to save Him anyway. It's called grace. It's what it's called. It's called grace. Verse 19, we saw a word of comfort. Here's a word of commitment. "Yet a little while and the world seeth me no more, But ye see me, because I live, ye shall live also. Where do you see him? How about in there? You ever see him in there? He's on every page. If you don't watch out, if you're not real careful, you're leafing through there, you'll see him. You'll see him. He's in there. He's in there. Revelation 22:4. God's in the presence of the Savior. He's in the praises of His people, but that's not always in the pages of the Scripture. Revelation 22:4. And they shall see His face, and His name shall be in their foreheads. You watch out. You get in there, you might see His face. You might see Him, if you're not real careful. John 14:20. At that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and ye in me, and I in you. A word of commitment. Every moment of the day, Jesus and the Father enjoy each other. And Brother Rick needs to enjoy God's presence in his heart and be aware of it continually, that He's in there and He's not going to move out. He's not leaving me nor forsaking me. He will be there. That day, it began in Pentecost. He's been with us ever since. Everyone's either in Christ or out of Christ. In Christ or out of Christ. Out of Christ, your sins are still on you. In Christ, all God sees when He looks at me is the blood of His Son. We're in Christ. We're in like Flint that way. No working for it, no works, no obedience. Obedience is not what gets you in. Obedience to the gospel. Where's this going to happen? 21, let's look at it. He that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. Judas saith unto him, not Iscariot, the other Judas, Lord, how is it that thou wilt manifest thyself unto us and not unto the world? It's in his word. This is exactly how, right here. This is how he'll show you every morning, noon and night if you want. He'll show you his presence right here. He'll show it to you. 23 and 24. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he will keep my words, and my Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. He that loveth me not keepeth not my sayings, and the word which ye hear is not mine, but the Father's which sent me. Profession is nothing. You can profess anything. Church membership is nothing. It's obedience to the gospel. Receiving Christ is everything. Obeying the gospel. Receiving Jesus into your heart. Verse 23 again. Jesus answered and said to him, if a man love me, he'll keep my words. My Father will love him, and we will come unto him and make our abode with him. Let's look at it in Proverbs 8:17. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Amen and amen. Is that 5 a.m. or 5 years old? Which is early? Which one is it? I like both of them. Philippians 3. Starting in verse 10. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His suffering, being made conformable unto His death. If by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brother, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. And if in anything ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal this unto you. Nevertheless, whereunto we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. And then lastly, 1 John 1. Verse 3 and 4. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. If I would become aware that God's walking around inside me everywhere I go today, tomorrow, my joy is going to be full. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for writing it down. Thank you for moving inside. Thank you for receiving us. It's nothing we've received you. Thank you for receiving us. In Christ's name, amen.